Again, the holiest of holy. Here we go. Okay, wow. Here we go. Says the Mechaber, says the holy...
Blast off.
9, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Amar Mechaber, says the Mechaber, the one who compiled this. Hachibur Hazeh, says the holy Mesilas Yesharim, I did not compile Lechibartam Lamanei Adam Es Asher Lo Yado. I did not compile this to teach, listen to the depth of this, to teach somebody something that they don't already know. Ela Lahaskiram, but I'm teaching you, I'm reminding you, Es Yadulahem Kvar, I'm reminding you something that you already do know. Umafursam Etzlam, and it's how do they translate that? Pirsum Gadol. How do they translate that?
Known.
It's known? How do they translate that?
They already know and clearly understand.
What?
What they already know and clearly understand.
See how many times I learned to Sefer and I know how to translate, but I want a better translation. And they already know and is abundantly evident. Okay. I don't know. Right? Pirsume Nisa. To it's known, it's obvious, something like that. Kilo Simtavarev Dvarai, says the Ramchal, you won't find in most of my words, El Dvarim Sherov B'nei Adam, Nachamal, he says, something that most people, Yodimaisam, V'lom B'stama, most of the things that I'm going to say, people are not going to say, man, that's not true. It's not a big chiddush. He's not coming to tell you something that, oh, whoa, what a big chiddush. El Shekfi Rov Pirsumam, but since... it is something to the degree that these things are well known and self-evident. It's obvious, right? Shua can say the shir for me already. He's going to know what I'm going to say, right? What's an example? When you tell somebody, what do you need to live? So what's the first thing they're going to say? What do I need to live? Oh, a couple $1,000. I need this. That's not what you need to live. What do you need to live? Food. Oh, air. See how, right? But that's obvious. Of course, air. Of course, I need air. But when a person doesn't, the first thing is further away from that. It's further away because it's so obvious, right? The example I always give are who are the people we love the most? Are our family, our children, our spouse, our parents? Those are the closest. Who are the people who when we're doing chesed? Who are we the nicest to, right? I gave a shir on this in the summer. A lot of people like this shir when I spoke about we're our worst enemy. Why? Because the closer you are to yourself, the more you're going to abuse yourself. Why? But it's obvious that I got to take care of myself. It's obvious that I got to be so nice to myself. I'll be nice to the stranger. I'll give a stranger a hug and a kiss. But for myself... that's what the Ramchal says. The more something is so obvious, the less we're going to be aware of it. Air. That's what we need to live. But we don't think, air. We think about, okay, how much money do I need? Okay. Kacha helim mehem matzui meod vashikha rabba. According to how much it's obvious, that's how much you're going to forget it. Al-Kain says the holy Ramchal, you don't, it's not the pshat, oh, I did it. So it doesn't help you by doing it once. He's going to say, what's the big chiddush? What's the big deal? I love you. I know you love me. You're going to die. I know I'm going to die. Everybody knows they're going to die. Everybody knows that this world doesn't last forever. Everybody knows that desires just are fleeting. So what's the big deal? That's what he says. So you're not going to be big chedushim. Ela shloya b'lefnei kriyaso. Ela ma'at. You're only going to know new chedushim a little bit, maybe a little chedish. So far, anything that I said right now, in the last, how many minutes? 4 minutes. Was there anything I said in 4 minutes where like, wow, that's such a chedish? No, we all know it. Everybody knows everything that we just said. Zakhtar Ramchal, of course we know. We know what life is about. We know that life is fleeting. We know all these things. But what? That's what he says. So that's why we have to remind ourselves. We have to remind ourselves what life is about. We have to remind ourselves about everything. That's what he says. Because it'll remind you. Naturally we forget. It's a natural thing. We didn't do anything wrong. We naturally forget what is the truth and what really is meaningful. V'yasim el libo, you hear this, guys? One of my favorite lines. V'yasim el libo chayvaser, chayvaso. I'm going to need a good translation over here. Asher hu misaleim mimena. What it does is it reminds you and it makes you pay attention to the very thing that you are trying to it's ignore. That's what he says, ignore. Very good. It's very good. You ignore. Meaning it's natural to ignore the truth. It's natural to ignore the reality of your life. It's natural. So we have to have a reminder. People are like, how come I can't remember what's important in life? Why? Because that's the word oilam. What does the word oilam come from? Ne'elam. It means Hashem created a world that's a hidden world. The oilam ha'emes is the world of truth. We don't live in a world of truth. We live in a world of sheker. That's a reality. He's going to talk more about that. We live in a world of sheker. So because we live in a world of sheker, the natural flow is sheker. So we have to remember, which is falsehood, false, false, false. So we have to remind ourselves what the truth is. And Zizakdeh Ramchal, Visira. Oh, I love it. No? Amazing. Im tisponen bahova barov oilam. Zakteh helig Ramchal. Guys, we're only 6 minutes in, four more minutes. Like we transport ourselves to the Ola, to Emes. That's where we transfer. That's what he does. Ki im tisponen bahova barov oilam. Zakteh Ramchal. Look at currently the world. Rov anshei haseichel ha'mayor. Bright people. Pikchim. Smart people. Charifim. Sharp people. Where do they put their focus? Yasimu rov is born of a saklu v'bedakas ha'chachmas. Right? What do? They will put in all of these subtleties. V'oimek ayunim. To go, you tell a guy, I'm going to college for 18 years to become a surgical, incredible surgeon who's going, everybody will say, oh, great, awesome, of course. I'm going into business. I'm going to business school for 15 years. I mean, I'm exaggerating with my years, but let's be more realistic. You're going to medical school for 8 years. You're going to law school for 4 years with an intern. You're studying for this. Everyone's like, sure, great. Awesome. Of course. Of course you have to invest in that. That's what he says. Most people, that's what they're doing. They're going into science, college, of course. People are willing to pay tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands. College, of course you got to go to college. That's pashut. Of course you can make money, all these things. Some people will go into astronomy, psychology, geometry, engineering. I love that he says this. He says, and then you have people who will go into the holy works. I can't believe he did this. Ramchal says, and there are people who will learn and learn and learn and learn. And you go to yeshiva and you learn. And you go into chinuch and you learn, whatever you're doing. Ready? Here he goes. This is the bomb. Says Ramchal, Mehemba Puplay Halachas, some people become a Dayan Halachas, some people Bamidrashim, some Piske Adinim. Ach, how many people, Ach Ma'atim, how many people are spending their focus on what? Yiyu Min Amin Azeh She Yikbuim V'Limud Al Nyan Yishleim Asavoda Alahava. How many people, Zakta Ramchal, how many people are spending how much time talking about my relationship with Hashem? Ala Yira. What is Yira? People don't even know what Yira is. We're going to learn about it. People say, oh, I have Yira Hashem. I'm afraid. You are afraid. Is that Yira Hashem? What is Yira Hashem? What is Ahavas Hashem? We're going to learn about it. Ala Dveikus. What's Dveikus Hashem? Al Kol Shar Chelke Chassidus. On all the other parts of Chassidus, nothing to do with Chassidim. He's not talking about Chassidim. Chassidus, it doesn't mean you can't be, right? I say, a Chakarpin is a chusid who's also a chassid. He's not talking about being a chusid. He's talking about being a chassid. It doesn't mean you can't be a chusid and a chassid. But we're just trying to be chassidim, as we're going to learn about. Yisoid ha-chassidus, about being a Jew who has a relationship with Hashem. Being a Jew, as they said, I just heard from, I heard from Rabbi Ezi on the Yard Sayomi about Rav Kook, that someone said to him, and one of the things, such a great line, that he said, one of the guys, if anybody heard this on Yard Sayomi, that he said that one of the Rabbi Veron, listen to what he said, the guy came to him, a kibbutznik guy, said to him, oh, I'm not interested in this religion. Why? Because it's all old time stuff that's not fresh and new, and you're just following old tradition that's not so, you know, all that. And Rav Kook says, Ani maskim, I agree, of course. Who wants a religion that is an old foreign religion? Our religion is not a religion. It's the most beautiful, fresh. I always say this to everybody, right? If you're having trouble with religion, with Yiddishkeit, with different things, so it's not, I don't mean to trigger anyone now, this isn't the forum, we'll have to wrap up, but it's not the Yiddishkeit, it's you. Yiddishkeit is beautiful. Torah is beautiful. Hashem is beautiful. Tshuva is beautiful. Oh, you have your stuff? Great, when you work out your stuff, then you'll see how beautiful it is. But it's so beautiful. It's like the guy who grows up and his parents fought like cats and dogs, and his brother with his wife fought like cats and dogs, and his sister fights with her spouse like cats and dogs. So you talk to him about marriage, and he goes, ugh. Why is he saying ugh? Because marriage is terrible? No, marriage is the most beautiful thing in the world. But if that's all you experienced, if that's all you relate to, so then you think it's ugh. So Hashem told us, beautiful, this beauty. The world is beautiful. There's so much to connect to. There's so much to figure out. But we have to spend our time, we have to spend our energy figuring that out. And that's what he says. Okay, we have to wrap up already 11 minutes. I'm going overboard 1 second. Everybody will say, if you ask any person, what is the most important thing? What is the most important thing in your life? Why are you here? What is life about? At the end of the day, if you ask anybody, what is life about? What do you want out of life? And you really have that moment of clarity where you know what life is about, everybody here will say the same exact thing. We all want to have an amazing relationship with Hashem. We all want to be happy. We all want to have a happy marriage. We all want to learn how to learn Torah. We all want to daven. We all want to be erlich. Everybody wants just what? We don't spend enough time developing that. We're very easy to say, a guy says, oh, I went to yeshiva for a year. He went to yeshiva for 2 years. Medical school to be a doctor, that everyone is maskim 8 years. To go to law school, everybody's maskim that you need this. To do well in business, how many hours? What's the hours they say to be a bucky and something? 10,000 hours? Yeah, but when it comes to yeshiva, oh, you check in, you check out, you this, you that, and you're half around, you're not half around, you are around, you blah, 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 blah around. To invest in your relationship with Hashem, to invest in yourself, to invest in all of these things, that or ma'at, that's a minority. I want to be part of that minority. Okay, 12 minutes, 45 seconds. I promise you, 12 minutes, 45 seconds, right? As Rabbi Varon says, we'll keep the Yetzer Hara not just away, but it'll keep them at bay. That was your line. Have a wonderful night, everybody.